This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
It's Phoebe.
Hi,
Phoebe,
guys.
From Clover Financial Solutions. How are we doing?
Good morning.
Happy New
really
Year.
Happy New Year to everyone and Happy New Year to everyone that's listening.
Actually, we decided this last week is don't say Happy New Year, just New Year. You're setting yourself up for failure.
No.
Life
you
is
are
not always happy.
Oh,
ups
my God.
And downs.
I think, yeah. Isn't it supposed to be you're wishing someone a Happy New Year? It's not all about yourself, Tom.
Oh, you can't just say, what the hell? Bugger everybody else. I'm worried about my year. Hang on. Yeah, I'm worried about my year. What's happening?
But we are going to have a happy financial year, aren't we?
Yes.
So, start of the year, the government has announced the first home buyer scheme. So I don't know if you guys have seen this in the newspaper yet or not.
Yeah, but only for like 10,000.
Only for 10,000 people. Now, I am unsure if that's just because that's a trial at the moment. I do know that there's more than 10,000 applicants in Victoria at the moment anyway.
Yeah.
There's only a couple of financial institutions that are offering it.
Yeah.
And when we spoke to NAB, obviously, to do the research before we came on the show, or before I came on the show, their systems aren't prepared for it as yet.
Oh.
So there's a lot of stuff that still needs to happen, but if
hang on, that doesn't sound like our government.
Who I know who just brings something out,
who hasn't yet organised how it'll work for the people. Yeah. So basically, you buy your first house. Don't do it until April.
Wait. Let's let this go through a little bit and see how it works out. But the premise of it's really good, because the premise of it is that the government takes 5% of your security. Now, they do that in Perth at the moment anyway, yeah. Or in Western Australia with the HomeSafe scheme,
yeah.
Where the government takes on some of the deposit.
Well, so I bought my first house in Perth when I was 19.
Yeah.
Because then they had a key start.
Key
start. Is it still happening
there? It's still happening there.
So
and
I
it's
only
a
needed
great
2%.
Scheme. Yeah.
I actually thought this is actually a really serious. I thought I was going in for my first rental and I was paying the bond.
Yeah.
I didn't realise it was the deposit for buying it. Like, no, that's yeah. That. So, but it was a very good thing I did. So just saying,
yeah.
Getting into property was the best thing I did.
Yeah.
So what are they going
to use it? Yeah. How do we go about getting involved?
So to get involved, the lenders that are dealing with it at the moment are Commonwealth Bank, NAB, and all of the credit unions.
Yeah.
The credit unions are going to be getting it all in February. NAB and Commonwealth Bank have got it at the moment. But the best thing to do is obviously talk to your mortgage broker.
Yep.
Because we are actually as across as we can be of how the scheme's going to work. And it can work coinciding with the Super Saver scheme, where you can put extra into your superannuation and withdraw it for the purpose of buying your first home. And you can also get the first homeowner's grant with it. So the new deposit scheme is available on land and construction, as well as on established houses.
Oh, okay, wow. That's so good. Established as well.
Yeah,
so, and so the criteria is it's just got to be the first.
It's got to be the first. It's got to be under $600,000 in Victoria,
yep.
And you've got to be earning less than $125,000. And if you're in a couple, the couple's less than $200,000.
Oh, wow.
But most
so this
first
actually
home
feels
would
like
make, yeah.
it could be something.
So it sounds like it's for millionaires again if you earn $200,000. $1,000 a year.
Under.
But you can only buy a house that's under $600,000, so basically where you're moving to, Ballarat.
Yes.
Yeah, and even then you can't get a house out there for $600,000.
Yeah. Yes, that sounds great. I'm very excited by that, and I like anything that means that more people are going to be able to buy. But we're right now in this bushfire thing, and that's a huge thing for some people, financially.
Thing.
What have we got?
So at the moment, the state government is setting up the financial counselling. So if you've been affected by a bushfire, you have free financial counselling. They will assist you in all your insurance claims as well. And I know that the Barefoot investor, Scott Pape, is volunteering as a financial counsellor. His own home was affected by bushfires about 10 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
And he is quite the expert on doing insurance claims and stuff like that, because what's going to happen now is people are going to go and do their insurance claim, and there's going to be issues with that, and seek expert advice. I've got a financial counsellor that I work quite closely with. So if anyone's been affected by bushfires, if you message us. We'll get you in touch with people as well, because we've got that sort of access to things. All of the banks have an assistance package. It's already ready. They've done it before. They will be very, very good to the people that have been affected by bushfires.
Yep.
But you need to get in touch with your bank. If you're having trouble doing that, someone can act on your behalf. So a family member or a friend can act on your behalf. And again, we're happy to give you access to our financial counsellors.
That's where you guys actually, because there's going to be a flood. There's going to be a flood. So almost, and if you can be spending 6 hours on hold is one thing, if you're going to be doing it yourself, or go to you guys where you're at least going to be in the queue earlier.
Exactly.
And we're on top of it without getting all the red tapes going around.
Exactly.
So that actually sounds like very good advice.
But the banks are amazing.
They will do some amazing
things for people.
Hang on.
That's so good to hear.
I've never heard those two words put together. Especially not in a royal commission.
Oh, I know.
The banks are amazing.
They're amazing.
Well, no,
they are amazing at times like this.
Exactly. We're obviously, even they are having to pull their weight and making sure that we're all, because you can't make it worse right now. So let's make it better. Yep. So thank you so much, Phoebe.
Fantastic. How can they get in contact you?
www.cloverfinancial.com.au, Facebook Clover Financial, Instagram Clover Financial, and LinkedIn Clover Financial.
Look, we love having you in here. 2020 is the year of the money.
It is the year of the money.
The year of the money. And we're very excited that you're back with us again for another year, and we'll see you next month.
See you next month.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au, or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.